Welcome to selfdiscoverymedia.com, where the Orchard of Wisdom shows are at your fingertips. It ignites your soul, your heart, your spirit, your mind, and your body with illumination from people who have made the journey before you. They're here now to help you on your journey, on your path of self-discovery. We are funded by you, the audience, and the people we interview. If you wish to support us, please go to selfdiscoverymedia.com and press on our Fund Action button. Anything is appreciated. We would like you to sit back and enjoy the shows. Here we go. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Sarah's View of Life, right here on selfdiscoverymedia.com. I'm your host, Sarah Troy. Well, what am I going to talk about this week? Well, I suppose it is the perception. What is your perception of other people? Are you perceived also being different? Do you perceive others as being different? I don't know if you know, but I am a true colors coach. That means the four key personalities that we are. I teach people what they are. I also then teach people as to where they're at in life, things they've switched off, things they're not paying attention to. Then I also show them a map of where they can go. That is my self-discovery program. But I actually just did a wonderful interview with Robert Menile. He's a psychic. I was on his show. And, we were talking about perception. And so decided to do my show on that today. When we're talking to someone, we are going to hear it from our perception. I see it this way. I hear it this way. It means this to me. That person is talking from their perception, from how they see it, how they feel about it. You could be talking about the same thing, but you're going to see it in a different way. This is why it's always good in a business or a collaboration of any kind to have all four core personality traits there so that you can share everybody's perception and get a whole picture. But if you know anything about true colors, they are actually four colors: blue, orange, gold, and green. Well, I'm a screaming blue. Take a look, folks. I'm wearing blue all the time. And that is air sign. I'm very much an air sign. I hate to be contained. I like to be free flowing. I like to go with the flow of life. I may touch the ground, but don't ground me, right? You know, I must be in flow. And then you have a green, which is very analytical. Well, why did you come to that conclusion? What is your data? Can you prove it? I want to know the details. And you have the gold. And the gold, is it safe? Is it something that can give me sustainability? Is it, can you tell me exactly what you want from me and then I will do it? And you have the orange. The innovators. I see it. I want to do it. Who's going to do it with me? You. Let's do it now. Right? So we're all a little bit of every single one of those key personalities. Is but what order are they in and what's your strength? Well, my strength is, I said, a blue. After that actually comes a little bit of the green and the orange. I do analyze in the way that I like to study people or personalities. Why do people do the things they do? What is their driving force? But I don't need the data. The data for me is the spiritual data of how I feel, the core. What's that truth there? Because it's how I feel is how I relate to it. But I am a little bit of the orange, where it's like I will jump into something and say, let's give it a go. Let's see how it works. My goal to the structure side of things, which is the building blocks. Okay, where's your blueprint? I'm going to start digging the foundation, secure that, lay down the pipes and da, 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 so that you have a good, strong foundation to build on. I am not good there. And I've had to bring that color up because I'm running a network all on my own. And I've had to step into some roles that are not comfortable for me. And I've had to learn how to do them and be focused on them. So I've had to step into other perceptions, which actually has been good because it allows me when I'm doing my interviews to interview people and see them from where they're coming from. You know, are they a person that have studied this and they're going to relate to that data? They're going to fall back on that data or the proof that they have found in something. Are there people that have struggled with the changes they've had in life because they don't like changes? Are there people that, you know, you've just got to do it. You can do six fingers tomorrow. You've just got to do da, 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 da. Or are there people like me that in that spiritual flow, if it doesn't resonate with our core, our heart, our soul, and our spirit, we just can't do it. So knowing who you are is very, very important. And I think if we had a lot more understanding of our perception, we wouldn't have so much animosity out there because we would be learning to listen to each other from that person's perception, from their point of view, and not imposing was our point of view. That doesn't mean that in a conversation, I see it this way, and a person says, I see it that way. The next thing should be, yeah, but yours way is wrong. It's right for them from their perception. It's right for you from yours. So, okay, how did you get to that? And have them explain why they see it that way. Oh, okay, all right. So if I look at it from over here, I can actually see it like that. I see how you see things that way. So I think there has to be a lot of openness of how we actually listen to one another and how we choose to step out of our own little perceptions and look at it from another person's point of view. Now, it doesn't mean you're always going to agree, right? Nobody is going to get me to go away from my core values or core self. Been there, done that, and I lost myself along the way. I am here at home now with my core, and I am not going to do anything against that. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to be exploratory or always in self-discovery. It just means I'm going to listen to my core as my guidance system, my compass of where I'm going. And if you're that gold person where you really do need that structure, it's like, okay, we're going to go and do this, but I need to know that ABC is in place and that we've got, you know, DEF as a backup should A, B, and C not work on, because you want to know that that structure is really going to be strong, or that journey is going to be something that's going to be safe and secure. Having someone like me who can see things that you perhaps can't see may help you prepare for something that is unseen to you. Having someone like the orange who says, yes, you can do this and do that and do this with it, opens up your mind to where you can take this structure. Having someone who knows the details, yeah, but have you done this? The paperwork, the finances, the this, the that, you know, the whom do we speak to? That person can then have you hone in as to who your audience is, who your clientele is. So everybody has a role to play, folks, everybody. So if you go to my site, selfdiscoverymedia.com, and you click on this show, which is, you know, I am what I am, is this is my perception. Haven't named it yet, so okay, this is my perception. So you will see there's a link also to your true colors and your color elements, and in there I actually have it written out exactly what is a blue and a gold and a this and that. And I also do have a program of self-discovery or discovery of self, and I can help you understand what your personality trait is, where the strengths are, where the weaknesses are, how to understand what other people's personality traits are, so you know how to change your dialogue so they can hear you, also where you are right now. Now, why is that important? So many people, I may be this, I want to go over there, but they don't understand where they are right now. And understanding where you are right now, you'll actually understand whether you are actually utilizing everything around you. Your perception of where you are right now is also going to help you understand where you need to go, which path to take, or understanding certain things that you unknowingly put in your way into going onto the right path. And then from that, I actually help you see what are the possibilities because of your personality trait, because of who you are astrologically, because I do the numerology, the astrology, the Chineseology, your personality trait, and your view of life. And I take all of that and put it in a package for you so that you can see who you are, and where you're going. And it helps you decide, I'm going to reach for over there, or it's safe for me to go over there, or I've got enough data to go over there, or I got my wings to go over there because I have the information. So if you are interested in knowing your personality trait, your true colors, where you are now and what options lie from you, certain personality traits that align with your astrology, Chineseology, and numerology, and along with your true colors and the things, those are set in gold. You can't change that. That's your building blocks. You can't go and I don't want to be that anymore. That is who you are, for better or for worse. And if it's for worse, then you go, okay, I can change how I present this. I know I have that trait to do this, and I need to change how that trait interacts. And you all know your strengths. This is my strength. Why go against my strength? I've got to utilize this strength because this is what will help me get to where I want to go. It also changes your mind about where you want to go because you know who you are, why you are, what you're capable of doing, so therefore what options lie in front of you. So if you're interested in that program, you can also go to choosepositiveliving.com and you will see Discover Yourself program there, and you can drop me a line. It's all done by questionnaire, and then it's done by a Zoom call where I then go through everything that you have sent me. It's recorded, so you have it back, audio and video, and you can just listen back to exactly who, why, where you are, what your obstacles, what your tendencies are. I have a tendency to block this or ignore that. And that awareness, I have a tendency in doing that. So therefore, I need to be more aware of that and pay more attention. Or I didn't know that those possibilities were before me because I wasn't paying attention. Or I allowed my fear to get in the way of that. Or I reacted wrong in that way because I went on the defense, or I just truly ignored it. There's a lot of things, a lot of little details there. And all of those details add up to a wonderful picture of who you are mechanically, personality, all of your cosmic traits, the astrology, Chineseology, numerology, the spirituality, and your practicality of your life experience, which shows you where you are now. And if you're wanting to know all of that, I'm here and available for you, okay? Plus, I do talk about it, Sarah's view of life. You're going to see the True Colors show on there, which I do talk about the various colors. But the only way to truly understand which color you are is to take the test. So that's it. It's a simple document that you fill out. Same with the other questionnaire. I have your birth date, and your name, and that's all I need. And I do all the rest and then come back and tell you all about it. And I know that when it first happened to me, it was an eye-opener. But also became a wonderful acceptance of who I was. I can't change who I am. I am what I am. These were the gifts I was given. This was the building blocks I was given. How do I use these in the best way with these gifts that's going to benefit other people and myself, and stop trying to be something I'm not? Which, believe me, folks, I spent 50 years doing, and it's a waste of goddamn time. So, perception. What is your perception of you? Who do you know who you are? Do you understand why you think the way you think? Do you understand why you say and do the things you do? Do you understand where you're at right now? Do you understand why you keep going in that direction and it doesn't serve you? Or do you want to go in that direction and feel that you could never accomplish it because you've put things in your way? Knowing of self is a wonderful thing to know, because you know who you are from all your mechanical, from your spiritual, from the very essence of who you are. Now you know which arena to take yourself in, and you're more connected to you. You are now traveling with you. Everywhere you go, you go. You're no longer running away from each other or running towards something, trying to escape yourself. You are quite happy to be with you. And that's where we want you to be. So choosepositiveliving.com. com under a Discovery of Self program, or you can just simply contact me at info@selfdiscoverymedia.com, info@selfdiscoverymedia.com, and just put in True Colors and I will get back to you. It's a very inexpensive program. Right now I have it on for $388. So it's very inexpensive. It is time consuming on my side. You allow about 2 hours on the Zoom. The questionnaire isn't very long to fill out, though I do want you to be thoughtful. And from there, I do the work for you, okay? And that lovely clarity at the end of it, and go, oh, that explains why I see it that way. Now I know why I keep doing that. Ah, that's my blockage. Just that wonderful knowing of self. Now I know who, what, and why I am. And going forward, I can be at one with myself. So, hi, folks. Here's the screaming blue, Sarah, the air sign, finds it very, very hard to be contained. She's always got to be flowing with the wind, flowing with my spirit, flowing with my knowingness that was God-given. So I am very true to being me. I hope you are true to being you. Until next time, bye for now. We hope that you enjoyed the show right here on selfdiscoverymedia.com. Please tune in to our selfdiscoverymedia.com/shows and you will see all the other genres that we have from you. Every week on Tuesday, we bring you new shows from illuminating people. If you know someone that should be interviewed, please contact us at info@selfdiscoverymedia.com. Now stay tuned for your next show.